his county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys let him drive around in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Mamas, let your boys. Let your boys be country.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W29 7CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Testimony by Stormy Daniels in the hush money trial has wrapped up, but during cross-examination, she was accused by Donald Trump's attorneys of lying about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump and accused Daniels of extortion. Trump accused of falsifying business records to hide payments to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Catherine Falder says Trump is also challenging the judge's gag order.
The Trump legal team argument is that nobody's ruled or made a decision on whether the gag order is unconstitutional, which Trump believes it is. So they were asking essentially for the courts to consider that and make a decision on that. Trump will surely continue to say that it violates his First Amendment rights, but the reality is he can say a wide range of things. He's just not allowed to attack witnesses or jurors.
Mortgage rates ticking down slightly for the first time since March, but the average rate still tops 7%. And another line of severe storms and threats of tornadoes stretching from Texas to the mid-Atlantic. This is ABC News. Getting drugs is as easy as ordering a pizza on Uber Eats. That's how DEA Administrator Ann Milgram describes the current overdose epidemic. And she says Congress must step in.
The DEA Administrator calling the drug epidemic a national tragedy. The agency is asking Congress for more funding to invest in technology to better track drugs entering the country.
My personal feeling is we cannot allow the speed of crime to move faster than the speed of government.
The effects of this crisis are felt across generations. More than 321,000 children in the U.S. lost a parent to a drug overdose between 2011 to 2021.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. The former interpreter of baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has reached a plea agreement after stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Ipe Mutsuhara will plead guilty to felony bank fraud and submitting a false tax returns. He faces up to 33 years in prison. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and cooler. Highs will tap the mid-60s with spotty sprinkles possible. But as clouds clear overnight, a frost is possible as we dip down to the mid-30s. We start tomorrow off with some sunshine, but clouds quickly thicken with rain rolling in. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Five fallen Wisconsin law enforcement officers will be remembered next week. Ted Allen has more.
Those officers will be among the 282 names placed on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. They include Chetek Police Officer Emily Breidenbach, Milwaukee Police Officer Peter Jerving, and St. Croix County Sheriff's Deputy Katie Lysing, who were all killed in the line of duty in 2023. The event is an observance of Police Memorial Weekend and National Police Week.
Waukesha city leaders broke ground on the new memorial to the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. There's a dedication ceremony planned for November 21st to mark the third anniversary of the attack. Six people died and 60 more were injured when Daryl Brooks drove an SUV through the parade in 2021. Brooks is now serving six life sentences for the attack. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK system battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK system sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident in Clifton Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Emily Vaughn of River Falls was traveling westbound on Highway 29 when she collided with a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Heather Vassar of River Falls. Vassar was attempting to turn left from Highway FF onto eastbound Highway 29 when that accident happened. Vaughn was transported to Regents Hospital, while Vassar was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. With the Tarrant Park Pool under construction this summer, Durand area parents looking for swimming lessons for their children can go to either Mondovi or Wabasha. Mondovi will have lessons available August 5th through the 8th and August 12th through the 15th. Registration for those lessons are due by May 24th. Contact the Mondovi School District to register. In Wabasha, lessons will be available July 8th through the 12th and July 15th through the 19th. Registration is also May 24th. Contact the Wabasha City Hall for more information. A Houston, Minnesota man was arrested after a pursuit in Trempealeau County Tuesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a deputy attempted to stop 55-year-old Scott Coxworth for speeding near Highway 53 and 93 and Highway 54. Coxworth failed to stop and continued into La Crosse County, reaching speeds of up to 95 miles an hour. Holman police deployed spike strips, and Coxworth attempted to continue with deflated tires, but was stopped on Highway OT in La Crosse County. Coxworth was then taken into custody. Western Wisconsin's power company is moving ahead with a new non-solar power plant. Xcel Energy this week began work on a new $244 million generation station in Wheaton. The idea is to replace the plant's old and outdated turbines and generators with new, much more efficient ones. Xcel says they need the new power plant to produce energy on the days when wind and solar isn't enough. Xcel's new power plant will be able to run on both natural gas and fuel oil, but the company says it will be 90% more efficient than the power plant that it's replacing. Add these two to Wisconsin's lists of specialty license plates. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation yesterday unveiled new suicide prevention and spay-neuter adopt plates. As with all specialty license plates in the state, money from the new plates will be donated to specific charities. The plates will cost you an extra $15 plus a $25 donation to charity. You can have them personalized for an extra $15 more. Wisconsin already has 55 different specialty license plates available. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The Durand City Council has approved the school resource officer contract with the Durand, Arkansas School District. Under the contract, the city provides a police officer that works at Durand, Arkansas High School during the school year. The district pays 70% of the wages and benefits for the officer, while the city covers the remaining 30%. The three-year contract must still be approved by the Durand, Arkansas School Board. Police in Menominee say yesterday's school threat wasn't credible. Officers are still not saying just what the threat was, but they say they looked into it and didn't find any real danger. The report comes after police in Mount Horeb shot and killed a middle school student last week after he had brought a pellet rifle to school and pointed it at officers. Governor Tony Evers has announced that he is seeking applicants for the Eau Claire County Circuit Court Branch 2. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Michael A. Schumacher's resignation that is effective August 9th. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st of 2025. Applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd. The application can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website at evers.wy.gov. Oncology services will be starting once again in Eau Claire, this time at the Oak Leaf Clinic. Oak Leaf says there are more than 500 cancer patients in the area who still need local services after HSHS and Prevea closed. Healthcare professionals who used to lead the Prevea Cancer Center have been hired at the Oak Leaf site. Minnesota will award nearly $10 million in grants to railroad projects across the state. The Minnesota Department of Transportation announced the grants this week as part of the Minnesota Rail Service Improvement Program. Nearly $2 million will go to building new loading facilities and storage bins at the Northern Country Co-op in the Maurer County community of Lansing. Money was also awarded for projects in Winona, along with Lakeville and Crookston. If you drive down State Street in Eau Claire, expect some delays. Crews are set to start work on State Street between Heather Road to Hamilton Avenue starting next Wednesday. The project will see crews expand the road and add bicycle lanes, new curb and gutter, and a 10-foot multi-use path. The construction will close the road from May till November. Eau Claire says there will be detour signs posted during the project.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
A Wisconsin couple is now facing charges after allegedly having sex at a county jail lobby. 28-year-old Desmond Cleveland and 67-year-old Karen Hill were caught doing the deed in the waiting room of the Waukesha County Jail last week. Both are charged with disorderly conduct. Hill admitted to having sex, and deputies say she told them, quote, sex happens, unquote. Waukesha County doesn't have a loitering ordinance for the jail, and there's no specific ban on sex in the jail lobby. So disorderly conduct charges are the best that prosecutors can do. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and cooler. Highs will tap the mid-60s with spotty sprinkles possible. But as clouds clear overnight, a frost is possible as we dip down to the mid-30s. We start tomorrow off with some sunshine, but clouds quickly thicken with rain rolling in. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 57.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The Royals grabbed the rubber game of their series with the Brewers, winning 6-4 on Wednesday in Kansas City. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Joe Ross allowed three runs on three hits in five innings and took the loss. Gary Sanchez homered. Bryce Turang had three hits in the defeat for the Brewers. They'll open a four-game home series against the Cardinals tonight at AmFam Field. Brewers activated Christian Yelich from the DL yesterday, sending Tyler Black back to the minors. Yelich missed 20 games with a sore back.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the side. Lines and watch. You know, it just still sucks sitting there just watching, especially, you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Denver's Nikola Jokic ran away with the NBA MVP award, winning it for the third time in the last 4 years. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo finished fourth. After suffering a calf strain late in the season against Boston, he never made it back for the playoffs and said it'll be a while before he's 100%.
The day of game four, in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 40%. I'm like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
Packers running backs coach Ben Sermon will enter the season without Aaron Jones for the first time since 2017. He admitted yesterday Jones' departure was tough and was asked if he's been in contact with a fan favorite since he left for Minnesota.
After everything went down, you know, I had opportunity to talk to him, and we both, you know, expressed, you know, how we felt about each other. He understands, you know, it's a business, wished him well, and obviously, you know, we talked about, you know, seeing each other, you know, twice a year, you know, and I jokingly said to him, I said, we're not going to get the Dallas treatment, are we?
Mark your calendars. The NFL said yesterday they will release the full NFL regular season schedule on May 15th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One former national short track champion is set for Throwback Weekend.
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Stewart Haas Racing's Josh Berry is just 4 years removed from his NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series national title, a championship he won driving late models throughout the Southeast for Junior Motorsports. Berry is now a rookie in the NASCAR Cup Series for Stewart Haas Racing and is excited about the grassroots theme for this weekend's Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway for obvious reasons.
I mean, there's so many great tracks, you know, around Darlington and the South Carolina area that put on a lot of great racing. So any way we can do to shine a little light on that, I think, is a plus in my eyes.
Berry will be sporting a throwback scheme honoring his crew chief, Rodney Childers, who also found success as a driver in late models, including at the now-closed Greenville Pickens Speedway in South Carolina. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Horses don't always avoid poisonous plants, especially when they're hungry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep dangerous vegetation out of their reach, including toxic trees, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Horses don't listen if you tell them to stay away from poisonous plants. But if you have plenty of good quality forage in your pasture, they'll usually avoid them anyway. These aren't just plants on the ground. Horses have also been sickened while munching on certain trees. Carrie Williams is an equine extension specialist at Rutgers in New Jersey. She says the most common and most toxic tree for horses is the red maple.
Especially if, say, in a storm, a limb gets blown into the horse's pasture or the field, the leaves start to wilt, and the wilting process is actually what makes them toxic. But the other thing that makes them desirable to the horses is they also get loaded with sugar, so they are very sweet, and horses don't know not to eat them until it's too late.
Other maple species are also toxic, just not to the same degree as the red maple, but Williams advises keeping your horses away from all maples. Keep cherry trees at a good distance too, especially the black cherry. Also avoid oak, black walnut, and black locust. Make sure these trees are several feet away from the fence line and take broken branches out of the pasture. Usually, eating the leaves is what makes a horse sick, but in the case of black walnut, the shavings are a problem too.
If black walnut shavings gets into your horse's bedding and the horse stands on it, they're not even quite sure the mechanism, but only 20% black walnut in bedding can cause laminitis. So I always recommend if people are going to a sawmill to pick up their horse's bedding, they need to be 100% certain that there is no black walnut in there.
A horse that's eaten from a toxic tree may have digestive upset, depression, dizziness, and stumble around. Learn more about trees that can affect horse health at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Once again, good afternoon. It's this market recap on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. June down 8 at 2010, July down 16 to 1985, August down 18 to 1963, September down 24 to 1951. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they are higher once again. Barrels up 1.25 to 191 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks up 2.75 to 198. 3 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 2.99 3/4, 12 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 113 3/4, 4 trades. Dry whey up 1/4 to 38.5 and 7 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are moving mostly lower after starting the day mostly higher. Now again, some of the box beef prices once again have started to move mostly lower, and there's been no cash cattle trades developing, and that is continuing to pressure the markets as the market continues to look for support, but is coming up short as well. Now, Thursday's export numbers are being less than hope in the hog markets, and midday pork cutout values are lower. Traders had little reason to move the hog markets higher today. June live cattle down 30 cents to 176.17. August down 27 cents to 173.95. October down 35 cents to 177.10. May feeder cattle down $1.20 to 239. August down 95 cents to 251.45. September down 90 cents to 252.50. May hogs down 52 cents to 92 even. June down 87 cents to 97.85. July down 95 cents to 101.50. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets continue to move mostly lower. Also, soybeans are moving up mostly lower as well as we continue to move towards the WASDE report coming in on Friday, along with spillover pressure as well due to some positive weather that should help to support the spring planting. Soybeans, again, really leading the grain markets lower as well as, again, it looks like there will be some planting momentum, and that is pressuring prices along with some product momentum with the beans and meal turning negative, and that's pressuring the prices too. Wheat, though, moving mostly higher as the plains, while they should warm up, there is still some concerns about a severe frost in parts of Russia that it could adversely affect their wheat crop. There's also plenty of positioning ahead of the WASDE report. May corn down 3 to 442.5. July down 1.5 to 457. September down 1.75 to 466.75. New crop down 1.75 to 479.5. May be beans down 17 and a quarter to 1195 and a half. July down 18 and a quarter to 1209 and a half. August down 16 and a quarter to 1211 and a quarter. New crop down 12 and three quarters to 12 and one quarter. May soybean meal down 390 to 370.90. May soybean oil down 79 cents to 42.36. Chicago wheat May up 8 to 624. July up 3.5 to 637 and a half. September up 2.5 to 657 and a half. Minneapolis wheat July now up 1.25 to 704. Meanwhile, in the energy markets, they've been moving up mostly higher. June crude oil up 29 cents to 79.28. July up 25 cents to 78.81. Meanwhile, June gas up a cent to 2.54. July also up a cent at 2.52. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The markets are holding somewhat of a steady line despite the HPAI in dairy cattle. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has affected dairy herds in several states. Mike North, producer division president with Ever.ag, talks about how the markets have reacted to the news.
Honestly, the markets have done very well right from the beginning. I think because we were coming at this very scientifically and monitoring the situation with what we knew, not jumping to conclusions about what we didn't know, the market was able to maintain a lot of stability through all of the reporting, whether it was slow to come forward or if it was just in question. We're relying on science, and science did the talking. There wasn't any media scares to challenge the marketplace. So it held a fairly steady line.
But that steady line hasn't always been the case.
If you go back a few weeks ago, when the first case of the virus was found in a human, it sent cattle markets down the limit. It sent a big shock to the market for a day in cattle, and then things rebounded. But we did not see a similar type of play in the milk market. And I think largely because we knew from the beginning that pasteurization was in place. And so people didn't fear what was going to happen either from a demand or a supply situation. And I think early on, that was the bigger question. What will the supply be? And will we be running into a shortage because of all the milk that's being withheld?
North went on to emphasize again that milk from sick cattle isn't let into the supply chain.
Any cow that's found to be sick, just like we have seen forever and ever on our farms, that milk is withheld, doesn't make its way to the supply. But for those cows that don't show symptoms, we still have pasteurization to be that catch-all. Bottom line, though, is we're not seeing big changes in milk production. If you look at the March numbers that came forward just a week and a half ago, it did show that milk production was down 1.5 points. And that wasn't far off of estimations. And that's largely a byproduct of the smaller cow herd than it is anything to do with bird flu.
Mike North with Ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin cranberry production totaled 5 million barrels in 2023, compared to 4.8 million barrels in 2022, according to USDA. Wisconsin's cranberry growers harvested 19,100 acres, down 400 acres from the prior year. Average yield per acre at 262.3 barrels was up 7% from last year's 246.2 barrels. The price of cranberries, though, was down 3% from 2022 to $37.40 a barrel. The total value of utilized production in Wisconsin, $187 million. Processed cranberries accounted for 94% of the states that utilized cranberry production. Wisconsin also maintained its number one ranking in total cranberry production with 62% of the nation's total. Wisconsin's total production was more than twice that of the next highest producing state, Massachusetts. Leading dairy representatives from the United States and Mexico met this week in Mexico to renew commitment to collaborate and advocate on mutually beneficial dairy policies. This was the sixth meeting between leading U.S. and Mexican dairy organizations since 2016. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council steered the U.S. delegation, which consisted of more than 14 member companies, U.S. farmer representatives, U.S. DEC, and National Milk staff. Throughout the week, the attendees discussed the most pressing issues affecting both industries in their local and respective markets and across the globe. To help drive the meat industry forward, the Meat Institute is updating its annual handling guidelines and animal welfare audit. The changes include scores for each criterion, allowing the Institute's members to set goals. The Meat Institute also released a new bison animal welfare audit. The guidelines and audit were authored by the Meat Institute's Animal Welfare Committee and Colorado State University Professor Temple Grandin. The Meat Institute has a longstanding commitment to animal welfare, says Julia Anna Potts, AMI CEO. Through these updated guidelines and as part of the Protein Pact, Meat Institute companies will continue to advance high standards of animal care. The Meat Institute will highlight the updated guidelines and audit changes next week in Kansas City. AMI conference topics will include improving animal welfare throughout the supply chain and prioritizing safe animal handling. Low commodity prices, high input costs, and disappointing 2023 growing season results are influencing farmers' decisions this year. The 2024 Farmer Speaks survey reveals that farmers are taking a more conservative approach to their decision-making. They're making fewer changes overall, driven by concerns about short-term prospects and long-term finances. Fertilizer remains the primary focus for adjustment, despite more moderate prices. 52% of growers purchased fertilizer early, making a decrease of 7% from last year's record high. Farmers say their intent to buy more agriculture equipment has also dropped by 24% in 1 year. Farmers are also switching crop protection products far less than ever before. Survey respondents indicate that they're using the same products as last year or are undecided. 36% of farmers reported purchasing seeds early, anticipating shortages this year. Approximately half of the farmers are actively evaluating options or have already signed carbon credit contracts. A recent Rabobank report says global pork industry is starting to shift as sow herd numbers begin to plateau after declining for some time. The stabilization is a result of better-than-expected consumption trends coupled with reduced production costs across most regions. These factors are contributing to a more optimistic outlook for hog prices and are encouraging producers to consider rebuilding herds. The industry's improved supply-demand balance has led to a contraction slowdown, said Christy McCracken, senior animal protein analyst with Rabobank. The U.S., Canada, and China are seeing healthier herds, which means more hogs are available. Higher global stocks of grain and oil seeds have resulted in lower feed costs for producers, which is beneficial for the industry. Despite a drop in some key Asian markets' consumption, pork is maintaining its position as a cost-effective protein choice for worldwide consumers, especially in light of higher beef prices. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Mike Adams with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A scattered shower is possible today in our ag weather forecast, but drier and cooler conditions will follow. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, though, return to the area by Friday afternoon. Temperatures through early next week will remain near or above normal, with occasional chances for showers and storms. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower, high 62 to 67, relative humidities at 39 to 44%, northeast winds at 6 to 11, gusting to 25. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, even some frost is possible tonight, lows 35 to 40, relative humidities at 78 to 83%, north winds at 6 to 11. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a 70% chance of showers and storms, high 65 to 70, relative humidities at 42 to 47%. Southwest winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the northwest at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, sunshine, a chance of a shower or storm, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that.
and I wanna live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever I wanna feel. She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love, she's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. Let me tell you, all I've got. Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. I'm looking down the barrel off a ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. A goodbye city, I'm country bound. Till Monday rolls around. Gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet. Where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul.
certain that I'm glad you went away. But these four walls closing more every day, and I'm dying inside, and nobody knows it but me. Like a clown, I put on a show. The pain is real, even if nobody knows. And I'm crying inside, and nobody knows it but me. Why didn't I say the things I needed to say? How could I let my angel get away? Now my world is just tumbling down. I can see it so clearly, but you're nowhere around. Nights are lonely, the days are so sad. I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you. And nobody knows it but me. Torn all apart, a million words couldn't say just how I feel. A million years from now, you know I'll be loving you still. The nights are lonely, the days are so sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you, and nobody knows it.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me. Your heart up on a shelf, scared of what it might cost to take it down for someone else. 'Cause loving him you lost too much of yourself, baby. Can't you see that he's not me? And I need you to know. You need me to do now, baby, it's your move. All you got to do is believe.